Utilities and residents along Colorado's Animas River and New Mexico's San Juan River are scrambling to find alternative water sources following that accidental mine spill over the weekend. A cleanup crew supervised by the Environmental Protection Agency last week inadvertently leaked 3 million gallons of orange-colored toxic wastewater into the Animas, and that water runs into the San Juan. The crew was trying to treat water inside an abandoned mine when the accident occurred. Laurel Morales is Northern Arizona reporter for KJZZ and Fronteras, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. She's with us from Flagstaff, Arizona. And Laurel, give us a sense of the geographical scope of this. How far have these 3 million gallons spread?
The mine waste has made its way down the Animas, that's in southwestern Colorado, and into the San Juan River, that's in New Mexico. And it's now winding its way so south of Colorado into New Mexico and now through the Navajo Nation. So it's passed through Farmington, New Mexico, and it's expected to reach Lake Powell on the northern tip of Arizona Wednesday.
And what exactly is in the water?
New Mexico is testing wells near the San Juan. We know there are heavy metals, including high levels of lead and arsenic near Durango. And since the waste moved through, those levels have dropped. The river's surrounding communities have called for states of emergency, closed the rivers, and advised people to test their own wells.
And a lot of the area that has been affected is in Navajo territory. What is the Navajo Nation saying about this?
So the Navajo Nation, their Commission on Emergency Management issued a state of emergency. Fortunately, people who live in Farmington rely on city water, not well water. But as the plume travels west, many Navajo people who live along the river rely on it to irrigate their crops and water their livestock. The tribe's president told the Farmington Daily Times it was assembling a legal team to sue the EPA. President Begay said he was disappointed with the agency's lack of information, saying that the EPA is impacting the livelihood of his people.
And of course, one of the things that people have criticized the EPA for here is initially saying that only 1 million gallons of wastewater had spilled and then coming out later and saying, no, in fact, it was 3 million.
Right. And so the EPA has apologized for the way it initially reacted, saying it was used to cleaning up accidents like this, not causing them. But we now know that this tragedy, as the EPA is calling it, could have been avoided. Environmental officials considered adding the Upper Cement Creek area. That's the area where the first spill occurred. They initially were going to add this to their national priorities list in 2008, but decided against it due to lack of community support. If they would have designated it, they would have established the area as an abandoned hazardous waste site to send federal funds to implement a comprehensive cleanup.
That's Laurel Morales with KJZZ, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, joining us from Flagstaff as we monitor what's been going on with this terrible spill in the Animas and San Juan Rivers. Thank you so much, Laurel.
You're welcome, Jeremy.